It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. And today on the show, ways that we can help save our oceans and the fish that swim in them.
We need to change our relationship with the ocean. Our expectation that we will have heaps of fresh fish in the supermarket of whatever species we desire every day of the year is completely out of sync with what nature can provide.
This is Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. She's a marine biologist and also a policy analyst, a researcher, an inventor, a podcaster, all in an effort to teach us how we can save the oceans. And Ayanna says globally, we have caught about 90% of large fish. Tuna, salmon, shark, swordfish, they're all in trouble. But what does that mean then for us when we go to the supermarket?
What else have we got here? They've got sockeye salmon. Does not specify.
Because knowing what's okay to buy can be confusing, even when you're trying your best.
Tell you, like, the snapper's rated yellow.
Oh, okay, so the snapper's rated yellow.
Because it's rated yellow doesn't really mean it's bad. It means that it may be some concerns or harm.
Some stores have a green, yellow, and red color-coded system.
And when you say some concerns or harm, what do you mean?
But can we be really sure that green is sustainable?
Wait a minute. They say they're rated, but then it doesn't say what they are.
There are also terms like all natural or responsibly farmed.
There's branzini, farm-raised, and it says it's responsibly farmed.
And then there is sustainably caught.
I think that's good.
Sustainable does not have a legal definition.
Gotcha.
Responsibly and sustainably, like these are not words that have clear standards or verification processes or oversight. It's something like 20% of seafood is mislabeled in grocery stores.
And so when you say mislabeled, do you mean like exaggerating the sustainability?
I mean, it's not even the species that they say it is.
Ooh.
You mislabel seafood for profit. So you label it as whatever will get you the highest price or whatever you have a quota for. And it varies depending on the species, up to like 40 or even 50% for things like snapper and sea bass. And like, if it's not even the right species, like, are the other labels correct? So if the consumer does, you know, do your darndest to do your research and pick things that are sustainable, there's still a big chance that you would get it wrong through really no fault of your own.
But like, why is that? Why make it so hard for the consumer?
The supply chain is so opaque and there are so many steps in it. And we really often don't know where our seafood is coming from. And about 80% of the seafood that we eat in the U.S. is imported.
80%.
It's coming from all over the world. And also about 1 in 4 of the fish that we eat here were actually caught in the U.S. and probably sent overseas to Asia or other places to be processed and then re-imported. It's not really what we think about when we think about sort of commodities trading or import and export, but it really is.
And Ayanna says to keep up this complicated supply chain, industrial fishing vessels have to hunt fish by the thousands.
There are these massive fishing vessels that have like full processing factories on board. Often they're staying at sea for months, if not years. Often the labor conditions are abysmal. And often fishing with nets the size of multiple football fields or lines with hundreds, if not thousands, of hooks on them. So we're talking about like a massive industry, not like a cute fishing trip.
And that means using pretty sophisticated tools to track down the dwindling fish populations.
You have sonar, you have helicopters and spotter planes, because we've overfished to such an extent that we have to use the most advanced technology we have available to us in order to find the fish.
And the shrimp industry uses some of the most harmful methods.
Shrimp is the most popular seafood in the United States, and it's one of the least sustainable. Often like 10% or less of what they catch is shrimp, and the rest is thrown back dead.
And it's not just wild-caught shrimp.
Farm shrimp often destroys mangroves and other coastal habitats, usually in Southeast Asia, which makes those areas more prone to storms. They use a lot of pesticides and antibiotics. Worker exploitation is a huge problem. So I would say, if you're looking for just like a few things to cut out, give up shrimp unless you know that it's like, you know, trap caught pink shrimp from Oregon, because those fisheries are sustainable and like really deliberate.
Okay. So for most shrimp, farmed and wild are both bad. So maybe just don't eat it. But for other fish, is farmed better than wild?
I mean, the answer is, unfortunately, it depends. We need to think about the farmed fish. What are they eating? We're catching wild fish, small ones, to feed to farmed fish that would be bigger ones. Eating farmed carnivorous fish doesn't really make sense, right? Like, if we think about agriculture on land, would we farm lions? Would we think that that is sustainable? Like, that is essentially what we're doing when we think about farming tuna or salmon. These are magnificent fish, which are quite high up the food chain.
Okay, so then, Ayana, what would be your ideal shopping trip? Like, you'd avoid the shrimp, wild or farmed. You would avoid the bigger fish. But then what would you eat?
I think the first thing I should say is, as opposed to choosing fish from anywhere in the world where you have no idea, eating U.S. caught or locally caught seafood is a really good start. I personally support Iliamna Fish Company, this indigenous Alaskan family that fishes for salmon in Bristol Bay, which is sustainable. Eating lower on the food chain is another really important thing, right? Instead of eating these top predators like tunas, we could be eating sardines and anchovies. That will be more sustainable. Eating farmed shellfish, eating farmed seaweed, that is something you can feel comfortable eating as much as you want. So, you know, enjoy.
I think it would be best for me to buy the small stuff, right? Like anchovies. I love anchovies. And sardines. They're a little too stinky for me, but if I want to stop eating like tuna steak, I gotta find something else that's delicious.
Ayana Elizabeth Johnson is a marine biologist. You can find all her talks at TED.com. And please check out her podcast, How to Save a Planet.